Is it on?
No.
It's not on.
No, you have to turn that crank.
I did.
To get it going.
I did.
The generator crank.
Yes, the generator's
on. Oh, it's going now.
Oh, okay. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, we're back here in the bathroom.
Yes, we are. Welcome
to Sleepless in Cialis.
Yeah.
So we have a problem.
What's that?
Do you know sometimes I'm a little, like, my typing abilities and sometimes some of my language.
The hell you say.
Yes.
I would never have thought that.
And I come off, you know, I have good intent, but oftentimes I'll mispronounce or misenunciate.
No, say it's not so.
Well, I'm talking about TikTok.
TikTok. Oh, your misspelling of Cialis?
Cialis, yeah. Well, yeah, so we started a TikTok channel, and it's blown up. We've had more than 40,000.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. And these people must have nothing to do if they're watching us.
Well, it's the nothing to do people listening to the nothing to do and watching.
I love you guys.
Yes.
Yes, because you're in the same boat as us.
Yes, thanks for having nothing to do, but listen to us.
But on TikTok, I accidentally spelled it
C-I-A-L-I-A-S.
So Sleepless in Cialis, C-I-A-L-I-A-S.
Well, you know, and the shitty part is, in there somewhere between when we started and now, apparently we created a TikTok page.
Somehow.
Because there is a Sleepless in Cialis.
Really?
But there's nothing on it.
I wonder if we can merge those two.
I imagine we could, or just like, I think you can share videos, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we just share the videos to that one?
That's brilliant.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening to us work out our technical difficulties.
Yes. You know what? I'm finding that, when we were younger, right, we kind of grew up when computers were first coming in.
Yes.
MS-DOS and...
not even... it wasn't until we were like in our late 18, 19, 20, something like that.
Was it the 386 and then the 486 came out and then...
It was 333.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But now at the age of our mid-50s, some of this TikTok stuff and Facebook stuff, that's a bit challenging to work.
Not so much.
You don't think so?
Not so much.
Then why am I in charge of it?
You just kind of ran with it. Well, and I felt bad in saying anything. You know how much I hate to criticize you.
What's your favorite canned beverage?
It is canned?
Yeah, because we like to...
I like the bottles of Perrier. I don't care for the cans so much.
Mm. See, now I love the bottles of Pellegrino.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I had a new one in Las Vegas.
Really?
I think they sent you a picture of the bottle.
What was it?
I don't remember, but it was delicious.
I'm gonna look it up. Was it sparkling, bubbly?
Yes.
Okay. It was fantastic. I wonder if drinking all these carbonated beverages is bad for you.
I don't... Well, it doesn't have sugar in it.
Yeah?
So that makes it okay.
Okay, then we'll do that. Because we don't like to drink, water and protein drinks and all these other kind of things.
This is it.
Okay, let me see. Oh,
it's I'm anxious to hear you pronounce the first word.
Source.
The one above that.
The one above it is lanyard. Yeah.
L-L-A-N-L-L-Y-R. Lanyard.
Yeah, that's somebody who smells like I do. Now, wait. How much was that bottle of...
It's from the fields of Lanlier, Wales. It's from Wales.
Oh, nice. Yeah. No, wait, how much was that bottle of water?
It couldn't have been too much.
Yeah?
Because it was, because with all the food we had and the paella, which you know isn't cheap.
Right.
And it's, the whole bill was like $80 for...
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, for a really nice upper end tapas kind of fancy restaurant. And that water was, I ordered that.
Uh-huh.
But it was really good.
Now wait, have you ever gone to a place because they sell a specific water?
No.
Okay. Do you have any water that has the flavor profile of Wales?
No.
Okay, Southern France?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm from Italy. Isn't this from Italy? Pellegrino?
I don't know. San Pellegrino? I don't know. Maybe
either
one
that
of our
is from like Newark, New Jersey.
Probably.
Product of Italy.
Product.
Oh, it's from San Pellegrino.
Okay, so wait. What costs more, the water in the can or shipping the can to the United States?
I got to think it's shipping the can to the United States.
How do they get it here?
They just get this out of the ground, don't they?
Out of the faucet?
No. I think they have like a tap or that they like actually go there and get the spring water. And I think it's like natives.
Right.
And I think they're like scooping it out with these baskets.
Like natives, like in dresses?
No, like National Geographic.
Oh, I used to get off on that when I was a kid.
I know. You still do.
That's my primary that's my primary source of pleasure right there. Natives. Yeah. Okay, so the reason I'm asking is, do you know the story of Grey Goose Vodka?
No, I don't.
And sometimes I get things a little bit mixed up, but this is how it rolls. So they developed the name, right?
Let's call how do you say goose in Spanish?
Goose. Goose.
Goose?
Goose.
Like no, goose. Pato grande?
Pato grande.
Okay.
Yeah, exceso. Yeah. So they came up with the name Grey Goose, and then they said, okay, let's come up with a bottle. So they developed the bottle. Uh-huh. They said, okay, we need a logo. Okay, then they come up with that bird, that goose flying around. And they said, okay, how much are we going to charge? And then they decided they were going to charge a premium for it.
Uh-huh.
And then what's the last thing they figured out?
That they put the wrong color on it.
No, what to put in the bottle.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
They didn't know it was going to be vodka?
No, they didn't start with vodka.
So
they,
it could have been like Kool-Aid.
It could have been Kool-Aid, but they started with the name, then they developed the bottle, then they developed the logo, then the price, and then they said, okay, now we need the vodka to put in there.
But wait, the vodka's on the label.
Well, yeah.
It says, so how'd they create the label before they knew it was going to be vodka?
Well, no. They knew it was going to be vodka.
Wait.
What?
I don't know. I just wanted to do that. I like hearing you do it, so I thought
they knew it was going to be vodka all along,
uh-huh.
But they didn't know what kind of vodka. They didn't have the vodka or anything like that. They developed everything first, and then they developed the vodka.
Well, it's kind of like our podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you develop the podcast, and you figure out what to put in it.
Yeah, and you develop it, and then each time you sit down, you go, what do I want to talk about? It's like, fuck, I don't know.
I have no idea. It just
happens. We just talk.
It just happens. Yeah. Okay, so
what... We're like the Grey Goose of podcasts.
I like that analogy.
Yes.
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 And better than the Kirkland brand.
We could call us the Grey Mares, though.
The Grey Mares.
Grey Mares. Remember that song?
No.
Old Grey Mare, she ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be. That could be like our theme song.
I think I have pubic hair in my throat.
I think so. I think you get a little short and curly stuck in there.
Short and curly. I don't know. That must be from the 80s. Coming to the surface. Let's talk cars.
Oh, cars?
Yeah.
We don't know shit about cars.
Okay, so I want to quantify the fact that Craig and I,
uh-huh.
We're not big into sports.
Mm-mm.
No?
Not big is overreach.
Yeah.
It's like we're just not at all. Except for boxing. I like boxing. Like,
when it comes to boxing, I just like the knockout scenes. I don't like the.
Yeah, true.
I don't like the whole.
Well, they're dancing around each other.
Yeah. That gets boring after a while. Yeah. And then hugging each other and all that kind of stuff.
Come on.
Yeah. So it's the knockout.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, just a good punch is okay.
A good punch.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. Football, no way.
No. I just tried to watch part of the Cardinals game.
Oh, did they win?
They look like they're going to win, yes. It's looking that way. They're still playing, the Cowboys.
Well, you know I'm faithful to basketball all the way. So
are you?
Yeah.
What team?
The Cardinals. No, wait.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then, so we're not sports jockeys, and then cars.
Right. Not car guys. We like to be comfortable.
Yeah?
Occasionally go a little fast.
Well, yeah, but what's fast? Okay. If the speed limit's 40, what are we talking?
42.
43, maybe?
Yeah. We're getting crazy.
If we're going down, it's got to be daylight, though, so we can see any cars.
No, when I got my new car,
uh-huh.
I finally got this car. I've never had a fast car.
Okay.
So I got this car, and I got pulled over 4 times in a month.
Your current vehicle?
Yes.
I love that.
And I talked my way out of every ticket. You know how?
How? You showed him your chest. zipper.
Yeah. I said, officer... I said, I'm sorry. I said, I got this new car and I'm having fun with it and I'm sorry. And I know what he's thinking. Ah, oh, this little gray-haired fucker. He doesn't care.
He doesn't just know what's going on.
So every time it was a warning. 4 times it was.
You got lucky on that one.
Boy, you got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about race
one
cars?
One time they could have thrown me in. Okay. It was over 20 miles an hour.
Really?
Over the speed limit. They could have thrown me in jail for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? I'd have to come bail you out.
That'd be kind of fun. We could do a podcast from jail.
Oh, I know. You could be on the payphone.
Let's go get in trouble for something.
What about race cars?
What could we get in trouble
for? No, wait. You like race cars?
I hate race cars.
Yeah?
I despise race cars. You know why?
Because
there's one right next door to me.
Mm. And how much noise does that thing make?
It shakes my house.
Isn't that just rude and disrespectful?
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
It is.
And we're not in the kind of neighborhood where that type of thing should exist.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't it be like a place for that to happen?
Yes. And I think, I really think if you're that insecure and your self-esteem is that low, that you have to get out and accelerate your vehicle.
Yes.
To make loud noise.
Yes.
To hear me roar kind of thing. Then there you have issues, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, you and I can lay down
uh-huh.
and touch their house and my house.
Correct.
It's that close.
Correct.
So it's just not, we're not built for that kind of shit.
No. Mm-hmm. And it's just lack of consideration for other people.
It is.
Yeah, and that's irritating.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to the car talk.
Okay.
Okay, I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
Have you ever changed your own oil?
Once.
And?
Because my stepdad, uh-huh. he was like, you need to know how to do this. So I did it once. And I said, okay, I'm never doing that again. That was a waste of
yeah.
an hour.
You get dirty and all that kind of stuff?
Well, yeah, for what, $22 or something it costs to do?
Yeah. No. I did it one time.
Did you? How did it come out?
Drained the transmission and had to have the car towed.
Did you seriously?
Yeah. that was the end of that.
Yeah. I checked my radiator fluid once.
Yeah?
And apparently didn't screw the cap back on.
That doesn't work out so very well.
And I was taking my brand new baby to a doctor's appointment.
Uh-huh.
And we got like halfway there. It's overheating, smoking, all this stuff. I had to pull over. So I call a taxi to get me because I had an appointment.
Right.
So I park it in this restaurant where there was nobody there. It was like two cars at this restaurant.
Was that at the Denny's on 7th Street?
No. This was, it used to be the Fry Bread House on 7th Avenue. And it burned down like in the last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not good.
So I go back to get the car. They had it towed.
No.
Now, I'm like 20 years old.
Uh-huh.
My daughter's like a year and a half old.
Right.
And
I don't have anything.
Yeah. I don't have a pot to piss in. And so.
Typical 20-year-old with nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just
so I have a load ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
She didn't do anything.
Oh.
But she insisted on paying the bills.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, cool, one less thing I have to do.
Right.
So I call my insurance company to find out something. Oh, the registration number.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't have it.
Right.
So I called them. I'm like, oh, no, your insurance was canceled 3 months ago.
No.
Because you haven't paid it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but all these clothes are coming in.
Oh, man.
Stuff is coming in. And yeah.
I take it no nookie that night.
Never. I didn't. I despised her. I still.
Wait, how long did that last?
14 years.
Oh, man.
That was awful.
Yeah.
Awful,
that's not good, man.
No.
Yeah. That's not good. Mm-hmm. So how'd you get the car back?
I borrowed money from my grandmother.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Isn't that the worst?
She was very sweet. She was very forthcoming with that. She offered. I didn't ask her.
Yeah, but isn't that the worst feeling when you have to reach out and ask somebody?
Yeah, at the time, the worst feeling was you have a kid and a job and you have no money and you need to figure out how to get to work and you have no car.
But your lazy-ass wife is buying lots of clothes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I see something wrong with that.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
I've had multiple instances like that in my life, and it never works out very well in the end.
Then I got a call from the attorney general's office.
No.
She'd been writing checks all over town.
Really?
Yeah. It was off. She was a little...
Did this catch up with her?
No.
No?
No. I took on another job. I was working two jobs at the time. I took on a third.
Did she work?
And I paid it off. No, she wouldn't work.
No way.
Uh-uh.
So you weren't out. You were working three jobs.
She was too busy hitting the bottle.
Yeah. No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
See, I can't handle that.
Thanks for letting me purge this.
No, I'm glad to get it out.
I'm glad this is just between us.
Yeah, nobody else is going to know about it. I won't say a word.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Your confidentiality means the world to me.
Yes, you've got 100% of my confidentiality.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're talking about cars.
Cars.
Man. I want to have a macho episode. We decided before this whole thing started, we were going to be men today.
So do you have a dream car?
A dream car?
Huh?
Volkswagen T1 R-Line Black.
Really?
White.
T-Line Black White?
Yes, Black White.
Okay.
Yes.
So your car is your dream car?
I have to, Okay, so it was a couple of months ago, I think. And I think, you know, we're both in a good predicament in life, and we've been blessed with our work and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I started taking a look at some BMWs and that kind of stuff. Because I'm thinking, hey, maybe it's time I do like an X5 or something like that.
I can't stand those vehicles.
I like them because they're roomy and they're spacious. They're nice cars. However, the cost of ownership on those things was like excessive.
Yes.
You know, what's the point of paying $800 for an oil change?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like with my Lincoln that I got, they pay for all that stuff for the life of the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And they come and pick it up. They bring me a loaner, and it's all for nothing.
See, that's a sweet deal right there.
But BMWs, I tell you, when I tried to buy a BMW.
No, no.
Yeah, I was a little bit younger, and I go into the BMW, and I try out every single car. Uh-huh. My shoulders don't fit.
No.
Literally.
No.
Like I can't shut the door.
Yeah.
And the guy says, what do I need to do to get you into one of these vehicles?
Make the car bigger.
Like cut off my shoulder? Cut off my arm?
Yeah.
It's like, I can't. And he was like, oh, come on.
Oh, that's wrong.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't fit.
That's a problem, too, because we're both over 6 feet tall.
Right.
And I think men oftentimes are overlooked on a lot of these things, especially when we're over 6 feet tall.
Yes.
Fitting in simple things is not easy.
Uh-huh, it's not.
Yeah.
And I do. I kind of have a wide shoulder span.
Mm-hmm. But no, you're a linebacker. Yeah.
I'm not a linebacker.
I'm a kicker.
I'd be a very slow, pudgy, easily injured linebacker.
I'm a tight end.
Oh, you know that's
right. In the Navy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a tight ass.
So this has been a good podcast.
It has been.
Yeah, we made it exactly over 15 minutes.
60 minutes and 35
seconds. Yeah, but we promised everybody we weren't going to do this anymore.
Make it go over?
Yeah.
Well, then let's stop.
Well, no, I was listening to the last podcast that we cut off at 15 minutes exactly. Uh-huh. And it just kind of came to a crashing stop.
Yeah, we did that on purpose. That was to be funny.
Well, I don't know, though, because I was like, what's the rest of the story?
Because we promised them 15 minutes, so that's why I'm like, oh, okay, we're there, bye.
Yeah, but I wanted to hear everything else they had to say.
They? Who's they?
We have to be genderless on this podcast. Oh, can you? Yes. I want you to share with everybody about our new listener.
We have a I don't know that it's just one.
Okay.
But it shows us less than 1%.
Okay.
Is a non-binary listener.
Well, welcome to Sleepless
Seattle.
What was
one of the very first things we talked about?
Yes.
Was our lack of non-binary listeners.
Yes, and welcome to our family. We embrace you with open arms.
We certainly do.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, like the guy in the drive-thru with Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Kawhi.
Kawhi.
Kawhi, yes.
Yes.
I don't know why I can remember that. It was a very upsetting.
You were quite distraught over that whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, he's a Hawaiian island, so
helps me remember. She, I think it was a she.
I think it was a he.
No,
he was in transition.
How could he be in transition? At what point do you cross over to become the she?
I decided I have a new pronoun.
What?
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
So, okay.
My new pronoun is what?
So, if somebody is in transition, at what point do they become the what, the he, and the she?
What's not a pronoun, though, is it?
No, it's not a pronoun.
But I like it. I want to go by that.
You want to go by what?
Where is what?
I want to go by who.
I think you already go by who. You know that guy. What? Who?
Who? Ladies and gents, we love you.
Yes, thank you for being here.
What's our email address?
It is bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
And our Facebook page?
Sleeplessincialis, one word. No, or is it two words?
No, it's
still one word.
Try it either way, Sleepless in Cialis.
Sleepless in will be one of those.
We actually have thousands of followers on Facebook.
Isn't that something?
Yes, and thousands of followers on TalkTik.
On Tickety Talk.
On Tickety Talk.
Yeah.
But remember, the spelling is a little bit awkward.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
It's S-I-C-T-O-K.
S-I-C-T-O-K.
Sick Talk.
Sick Talk.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, ladies and gents, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.